Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Defending liberty, resisting tyranny, standing up for our constitutional republic Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. back from 9 to midnight, all time Central Standard. Big announcement, something big we're doing coming up at the bottom of the hour after General Parton leaves us. We're honored to have him for another 30 minutes. There's so much to cover, and I don't want to take up all his time, so I don't even know if we'll take any calls, folks, just so he has time to go over all of this. And these are official public plans. And what's scary is you look at something written 80 years ago, 70 years ago, 50 years ago, 30 years ago. It's being implemented exactly, but publicly under other names. And then you're going to have this worldwide system where no country has sovereignty, where these giant international governmental organizations are then handed over to private interest who rule over us as gods, and it's actually the multi-billionaire bankers that own and run it all, and the dumb liberals can't figure that out, conservatives can't figure that out, we're all confused by the false terms they use. We're talking about this with General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, and also an expert on the Communist Third International and their program of total enslavement. We were getting to the point of explaining why is it always big money behind it, and it's like Jiang Zemin said 4 years ago before he left office, I remember it, was in BBC, he said, Chinese capitalism is the greatest expression of communism. And that confused people because they just manipulate terms. The Fortune 500 loves China. Bush is charging this woman, this Chinese-American doctor who stood up to WHO with a terrorism provision of the Patriot Act, intimidating a foreign official. So America is becoming what China is, and we're going to have the same type of system. General Parton, please continue.
Well, after the withering away of the state, you have you set up a global hierarchy of regional governments. That's regional governments. And that'll give you what they call world communism or the New World Order. And that's a world without nations, no nations, a world without nationalities, a world without borders, a world without war, a world without competition. And with that system, you're supposed to have this so-called new socialist man develops out of that.
And that's the new slave for the global owners. And who are these? We know who's funding it. The richest people in the world are all behind it. Obviously, this is a world without competition to their monopoly of control.
That's right. Let me read you a little quote that's sort of singing your song. It's stated from Canadian Intelligence Service, May 2001. And this is a quote saying essentially what you've been saying there. Organized international socialism was always a temporary front for the objectives of international finance, and the credit creation monopoly of the international banks is the ultimate cause of the threat facing civilization and mankind. They agree with a lot with what you've been saying there, but there is a system out there that is being used to make this transformation. You look at, and let me make a broader thing, a little comment for all the Christians out there. The Constitution of the United States says Congress shall make no law respecting religion, respecting the establishment of religion, or the free exercise thereof. In other words, keep your hands off, Congress. You can't do that.
Prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Pardon?
Prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Prohibiting?
Yes.
That's right. You're right. You cannot prohibit the free exercise thereof. Congress can make no laws there. If Congress can't make any laws there, a bureaucrat can't make that law either.
And the misinterpretation of separation in church of state is the opposite of what the founders intended.
Well, let me explain separation of church and state.
It means the government makes no law and can do nothing, and churches are free to do whatever they want.
No, let me say, the Soviet Constitution, the Soviet Union had three constitutions. First one was 1918. Every one of them called for the separation of church and state, the separation of church and school, and guarantees the right of all citizens and the government to conduct anti-religious propaganda. Now, the name of the new organization for the old Soviet Union is the CIS, the Commonwealth of Independent States.
Stay there. We've got to break again. Long segment coming up, General. Plenty of time to break this down. This is vital information. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This just in, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Porter Gosch, one of these secret CIA agents, we didn't even know he'd been in the CIA when he was even on the Intelligence Committee for the House, is now resigning. Very sneaky individual. Talking to General Benton K. Parton. General, you were getting into the Communist Third International's program of total enslavement that we're under through the bankers, and you raised separation of church and state, which is in a letter from Jefferson, not in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. The First Amendment states in its beginning, and has really four parts, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And you compared that to Soviet constitutions. Please continue.
Well, the Soviet Constitution, I said, were three of them, and every one of them called for the separation of church and state, the separation of church and school, and guarantees the right of all citizens and the government to conduct anti-religious propaganda. So it's enough. It's a contrary or hostile system to religion and to political correctness. And political correctness is a communist term. It was coined by Felix Dzerzhinsky when he was head of the Cheka, which was a precursor to the KGB. So the people in the United States and all the world are trying to use the communist idea of political correctness to oppose the Soviet Constitution with respect to religion on the United States and other countries too. That's what's happening. How many people have you heard talk about the separation of church and state in the Soviet Constitution? All three of them had the same thing.
Well, an exercise for folks to go look at is to read the first 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Public school, central bank, income tax, all of it is being implemented.
The Communist Manifesto of 1848 was a propaganda piece to incite revolution all over Europe. That was his purpose. It was not a program. It was a purpose.
I understand you're saying it's a propaganda piece, but my point is the planks in there, eight of them, have been implemented.
Oh, sure. Sure. You'll find many of the things in the program of the Third International that predate the 1848, the First International.
Now, obviously, the British royalty, the British elites, have always been pushing this Fabian socialism, even before we saw it from Marx and Engels and others. But I want to get into what the world will look like if they win, and why it is elite bankers that are behind it. I mean, we see the regional governments, Spain, government controlled, but privately held company. Juan Carlos owns a lot of stock in it. The King of Spain is going to be given almost all the major roads in Texas, $3 a gallon tax for the transponder. That's mainstream news. Foreign companies are buying up our water supplies. Communist Chinese in the Bahamas, their military-controlled shipping concern is going to run the nuclear scanners. They've been given Long Beach, Panama Canal. At every level, regional government, global corporations are being given governmental powers in the Western world. Police state measures are being erected. International taxes are being set up. American companies are regulating the Internet for the Chinese and others, and now putting those same systems in with even hardly a mention in our own media. My site's being blocked all over. The universities, libraries, different internet providers won't let their members go to my sites. I mean, this isn't America. It's happening across the board.
Every country that's not been taken over, and those countries that have been taken over are moving in the process.
And then our corporations aid them and censor for them.
Well, you got to face one thing. A number of the so-called multinational corporations were set up back in the early part of this century to provide the seed basis for these global cartels. So a lot of them were set up originally for the seed basis for a global cartel. You had a lot of global corporations set up, honest, legitimate, competitive businesses, too.
And then at the same time, we have these global corporations giving campaign funds to our politicians who then get elected. And then they take the government investments, which is around over 70% of the stock market, and then they selectively make investments with the companies that are part of the New World Order.
Well, the New World Order isn't just banking.
No, I understand, sir, but I'm talking about those that have been funding it and driving it and supporting it. When one of these dumb liberals who means well says communism is going to help the average person, I found you can break their conditioning when you show them that it's big money funding communism.
But communism wouldn't be as big as it is if they didn't have a lot of propaganda things that they were convincing the people of.
Oh, I agree with you, sir. So. I mean, other points you want to make about if they were able to, which they have most of the planet, take over, where does it go from there? I mean, this perfected man is really a slave jellyfish.
Well, as I indicated, what they're trying to do is move to this world communism or the new world order, which is this world without nations, world without nationalities, world without borders, world without war, world without competition. It's a global hierarchy of regional governments, controlled without democratic processes, a global tyranny.
Why do communists, when they get in control in China or Russia, and they're not even being opposed, I mean, they kill people when they first get in to get control when they are being opposed, but as soon as they get total power, they just start slaughtering en masse. I mean, why would you surround Ukrainian villages and starve 15 million people? I mean, why do they love to murder people so much?
Well, if you look in what happened in Rwanda, the number one mass weapon that has been, mass killing weapon that has been used, the number one, is a machete. They killed 1 million people in about 3 to 4 weeks in Rwanda. Remember? 3 to 4 weeks, 1 million people. Most of them were killed with machetes.
And Clinton did nothing.
Well, the present head of the United Nations was over all these security forces, and he pulled the European troops out. When the violence started, he pulled them out.
Boutros-Ghali, then we got Kofi Annan.
Well, Kofi was, Annan was head of the...
He was the head guy doing it, yeah.
He was the head guy who pulled the forces out of that country when the butchery started. But most
and again,
of
that was a minority group that had land holdings, the Christians, being targeted by the Hutus.
We were mostly animist and communist. The Tutsis were animist and communist, and the Tutsis were the Christian.
And they were successful because they didn't have those degenerate, weak cultures. The Christian system always produces more wealth.
And they were disarmed, too. The people were disarmed.
Well, I've read the reports, and I've read the new commission reports even out of Africa. The UN would put the Tutsis in a big camp, aim machine guns at them at night so they couldn't get out, and let the Hutus come in and kill them. They didn't just pull the troops or turn a blind eye. They helped.
It was a bloody mess. Over a million people. Over a million people. Let me give you an example about a country that has just made the transition fairly recently to socialism, and that's South Africa. The preparatory phase ended when Nelson Mandela was let out of jail, and you moved into the period of escalating violence when he was let out of jail. Remember when you had all the necklacing and the killing of all those people?
There's his wife murdering children in Middle East, yes.
And most of it was black on black. Necklacing with tires soaked in gasoline. And there was about 18,500 of those cases of homicides. When the period of escalating violence ended when Mandela was elected president. And the level of violence continued to climb. And I commissioned a little study by somebody in South Africa to pull together the official figures of how many homicides have they had, were they having in South Africa. And I used I wanted to point on a chart that I had with the curve on it. And I wanted to point on that chart for South Africa. And for South Africa in the year 2003, the figure was 25,000 a year. And the French International Intelligence Police Organization, Metropole, said it was not 25,000 a year, it was closer to 50,000. But the official South African government figures was 25,000 a year.
Well, look what Mugabe's doing. It's the same
sure. But sure. It's a stretched out war of national liberation strategy. You take off. Gradually, you go through all those things, eliminating opposition, reschooling. But they've learned a long time ago to stretch those things out to keep everything from totally collapsing instantaneously, like it did in the Soviet Union.
You know, high-level communists do it because they get power and control out of it, but the mid-level ones, they've got to know that it's a murdering, horrible system, and they still defend it, though, General. They just love it.
Well, that's where their bread's buttered, you know.
Or then they claim that it's all lies, the communists haven't killed anyone.
I was in a place in Hawaii back in January, and there was a guy there who was in Somalia, you know, a time of Black Hawk Down.
Yes.
And I know the book that I had written on the Sino-Soviet split, I had indicated where the communists were in their takeover in Somalia, what they were doing and where they were in the takeover, and that was written in 1966-67. But in 68... they moved to consolidate power. There's another guy who was there with him who was a friend over in Somalia at the time. He was visiting from Canada, and he was working for the KGB in Somalia. And I asked him, what did they do in the first four or five steps that they did when they moved to take over, consolidate power, at the end of the period of escalating violence? And he said, they secularized the state over a weekend. They rounded up the 10 Muslim leaders and took them to the public square and executed them and picked up 2,400 young people in Somalia and hauled them back to Russia to train them and bring them back to take over and run the government. And there's several other things that they did. But, you know, that transition from the period of escalating violence to period of exploitation is very, very bloody. Very bloody.
When we come back in closing, you'll have 5 minutes, General. What are the issues you want to cover then, sir?
Hey, we've talked about a lot of discouraging things. Let's talk about what we've got to do to change it.
We'll spend some time on solutions with General Parton, then I'll make my big announcement. When we come back from the bottom of the hour, that's about, it's exactly 13 minutes and 20 seconds away from that announcement.
So stay with us. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're also updating JonesReport.com every day now. It's an excellent site. Be sure and check it out. Put it in your list of favorites, JonesReport.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
General Ben J. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, aeronautical engineer, chemical engineer. It seems like the New World Order's program is behind schedule, having a lot of resistance worldwide. The neocons just aren't getting it done for them right now, even having the U.S. as an engine for them. Do you think that they're in danger of failing? And then please tell us about any ideas you've got for solutions.
they're not very far behind when you consider that they have planned for years to have this status at the CIS in the year 2000. They weren't very far off. So they're moving on very progressively and very, very rapidly. And with their orchestrated generation of the fuel situation that we have now, plus other things, they're still making an awful lot of progress. Now, there are a lot of people out there who have all kinds of solutions. You talk to people in the Christian community who will say, well, we can't do anything about it. We got to have a revival, and if we don't have that, everything is gone. And all kinds of solutions out there. But from my analysis and what I've seen and what I've done in the political area, I see no solution out there unless we get out there, the good people get involved in the political process and take the system back. You have federal laws, you have state laws that enable you to get involved in the political process and take the system back. I got very involved in the political business right after I retired, and I ran and became chairman of the Fairfax County Republican Committee, which is over two congressional districts, and I was told it was the biggest political unit in the country. I don't know whether it is or not. But I sort of scientifically went out, what can we do to really get the good guys into control and into replacing all these left-wing people who are in high positions in elected office and having a double tongue and talking about things. And I prepared a precinct manual, and we distributed that, and I set up a process where we were trying to get one block captain for every 25 homes. And heck, you in Fairfax County, we had about 225 precincts, and we set up a system whereby we could deliver in a precinct. You could deliver a precinct.
Well, that's what the communists say: think locally, think locally, act globally. No, that's not the saying. What is it? Act locally, think globally.
Well, so the precinct that elects the people at the town hall, at the city hall, or the county, is the same precinct that elects the president of the United States. So it's a continuum.
Everybody I talk to has the same main solution. We have 60% turnout in presidential elections, but then 8% on average nationally, locally. The power is local. We can take over there if people just stop talking about it and keep...
do it. Organize and do it and become a part of an organization that is doing it.
And then if you're there at the water district, you're there at the county commissioners, you're there at the city council, you're there, you're at every level, you're elected, then you can hold back this stuff that's happening. We have to physically put ourselves against the machine.
Well, I will say when I was chairman of the county, the first time I ran, I had 55% on the county committee. And the second time I ran, I had 85%. And believe me, it was a lot easier to get two senators and three congressmen on the phone than it was to get the pastor of my church.
Well, General, you know, I make films. I do radio shows every day. I work 16 hours a day on average, sometimes more. But
is that all?
That's all. But I can't do everything. But like they'll have a gun bill. They say sure to pass. I'll go down there, get people protesting, get people involved, get people to go to the committee. Testify, we beat it. They're trying to take down the Access TV station. We go sue people. We put PIs on them. I mean, I found any time I actually get involved and really try to do something, we can have victories. People say we can't have victories. They've never gotten involved. They don't know.
It takes leadership. You can't leave it up to the lowest common denominator. You've got the energy and the smarts to get out there and lead something. And the same thing is in the political structure. You try to get smart people in the positions, at the block captain level, the precinct level, or the district level, or the county level, city level, wherever. You try to get, but the basic unit that votes is the precinct.
How many of the communists would you say are useful idiots?
Well, I don't know. There are probably a heck of a lot more useful idiots out there than there are communists.
I understand. I just don't know how they find so many evil people to try to carry out their designs. General Parton, we've got to get you up in the near future for a full hour just on solutions. I really want to thank you for spending your time with us. You work so hard for this country, and God bless you. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. All right. That was a great interview with General Benton K. Parton. We'd like to have him up a few times a year. We'll have him back up again soon to talk about Oklahoma City. He's always gracious. Big announcement on the other side of this quick break. Get your pens and paper ready. Get your ears on. This is very, very important. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, my friends. One of my friends, a few months ago, one of my associates, you may have heard him on this broadcast, the name will go unnoticed, had the idea to have a 9/11 symposium documentary film screening in Los Angeles, California. And so for the last few weeks, I've been working on this, setting it up, getting the hotel, lining up the speakers. Doesn't matter where you live in the country, you want to come to this event. And normally a two-day conference, it'll be June 24th and 25th in downtown Los Angeles, would be about $200. We're charging only $74. You get two tickets, they're $62 apiece, three to four tickets, $54 apiece, five or more tickets for groups, $34.50 each. And we're doing that so that it's affordable to come to it. And I've never done a 9/11 meeting. I'm going to go ahead and go to one that's happening in Chicago early next month. But folks, you really want to come to this event. It's going to be wonderful. We're also going to make a documentary out of it, and we're going to have question and answers, roundtable discussions, a bunch of scholarly speakers on the controlled implosions of the buildings. We're going to have scholarly speakers on the neocon agenda, scholarly speakers on the history of government-sponsored terrorism. My new film, let me just read our little releases here. We just put it up about an hour ago. You can buy tickets right now online through one of the big, secure online ticket companies at Infowars.com. And 911 and the neocon agenda is the name of the forum. National Education and Research Conference, 2 days of truth, face the facts, is its alternate title. In June 2006, researchers, scholars, journalists, media personalities, and average folks will come together from all over the USA to gather in Los Angeles to invite the rest of the world to examine the facts of 9/11. Through powerful and insightful presentations from prominent guest speakers and riveting documentary screenings, we will examine the neocon agenda and 911 as the pretext for the brutal ongoing war in Iraq, as well as the establishment of future plans, future operations, the implementation of future plans, we should say. This is guaranteed to be unlike any other conference of its kind, the first one ever presented by Alex Jones, that's me, the progenitor of the 9/11 Truth Movement, who was the first to speak out and challenge the government's official story of what happened on 9/11. Come and experience the biggest ever 9/11 conference, more highly respected speakers than any other, more amazing films than any other, plus special surprise guests. Come to learn, come to shape, and come to help each other create new strategies to defend the Constitution and save the Republic from the grip of its greatest enemy. Participation in this event is not limited to those who are already awake to the 9/11 Truth Movement, but it is open to all who have questions about the official story or who want to learn more. We also invite the mainstream media to join us as fellow truth seekers and face the facts about the events surrounding September 11th, 2001. If you ever only attend one 9/11 event, make sure this is it. It'll also be the debut of my new documentary film. We are proud to announce that among the many incredible politically charged documentaries being screened at the American Scholars Symposium, we will be featuring the premiere of the newest and most powerful film documentary produced ever by myself. And I'm telling you, it's going to be the best video I've ever made. Jones has been quietly working on his newest documentary for months in his production studio in Austin, where I sit right now, keeping even the title under wraps until the premiere at the American Scholars Symposium Conference in June of 2006. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can email any questions you have to conference@Infowars.com. That's conference@Infowars.com. Or info@AmericanScholarsSymposium.org. We have a new website, AmericanScholarsSymposium.org, or you can just go to Infowars.com. There's a big banner right in the middle of the page that takes you to AmericanScholarsSymposium.org. In the next few hours, it'll be linked on PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, the MySpace/InfoWarrior site, and every other allied site out there that wants to support us. I'm asking all of you, I'm going to write a press release over the weekend, maybe even today, to get our press release out to everyone. It'll be up very soon. In fact, I'm deciding right now. I'll write it when I get off the air. And we need to get this out to everyone, every indie media group, every 9/11 group, everybody out there. And folks, I mean, I can have 8 screenings of my documentary film in big movie theaters here in Austin, and sometimes they sell out in days. I don't know what's going to happen in L.A. It seats over 1,000. We're having it at the downtown Sheraton, the L.A. Sheraton downtown. It's a 4-star hotel. And we're also going to post on the site. There's a rate where you save, I think it's $65 a night that you save when you sign up through the special number that I believe we have on the site. If it isn't there, it'll be up later. And we're also going to list, we're building the site right now, I mean, it's basically done, but we're going to be adding more updates. We'll list hotels and motels from $50 up to 5-star, if that's what you want, in the surrounding area within a mile of it. There are dozens and dozens of hotels. It's right in the hotel conference district where they have a lot of the big conferences and other large meetings, the auto shows, all of it is held right there in the area. What's the word I'm looking for? It's they don't just hold conferences in the area. They hold the big conventions, yes, but ours is not a convention. So I would recommend that so many times I'll have a movie showing in Austin or I'll go to an event in another city. I've only done a few events in other areas. This is very rare for us to do. And people are lined up sometimes 200 deep outside who thought they could come buy tickets at the door. Now, we'll tell you, you know, the day I fly out there on that Friday, if there's any tickets left, and there may be, and you'll be able to buy them at the door, but I wouldn't count on that happening. By the way, a lot of you don't go on the computer or you don't purchase things over the computer. You can go there to the Secure Safe online ticketing service and get your tickets right now. You get an email confirmation with your ticket number that is your ticket. If you want to call our toll-free number, we will take down your name, your number, your email if you have it. All of that, we will mail you a physical ticket. And if you order by phone the last few days, we'll just download those and have your ticket there as roll call at the door, and that ticket will be good for the 2 days. It starts on Saturday, the 24th of June, and runs from noon until 8 or 9 at night. We put noon to 8, but it'll probably go to about 10 at night. The Sheraton is built onto a large shopping mall, a nice shopping mall, and movie theaters with a whole bunch of restaurants. There's three big restaurants in the hotel. And there are, again, I was looking it up the other day, there's a whole food court and a bunch of other restaurants in the, adjoining. The hotel's built onto the shopping mall. So if your wife doesn't want to go to the conference and she wants, or your husband doesn't, or if your husband wants to go play golf, just bring them with you, and then you can go see the conference and they can go run your credit card up at the shopping mall. Just joking, folks. We all know how our wives are. I'm joking. My wife's very frugal. I'm the one that spends money. I'm just teasing, honey. I'm just teasing. But, of course, I'll be the master of ceremonies. I'll give a keynote speech. It'll be about an hour and a half long. I'm probably going to have to do a PowerPoint. I want to do a PowerPoint, but I'm finishing this other film. This new film I'm making, by the way, the individual basically volunteered just for the price of the orchestra. I'm having a very famous scorer, classical music, but it's more than that. I mean, some of the tracks you hear on big Hollywood movies, the soundtracks, that's who's doing the soundtrack for this new film I've been making for 8 months. Been making this film for 8 months. It has been very painful, frankly, because I haven't even been able to see my family very much in between everything else I do. And so, believe me, it's a labor of love. We are going to show it for the first time ever at this event. And we're going to have two movie screens in there, so it's projected on two screens. We're going to show Loose Change 2. Dylan Avery will be there. And a little something special Dylan's bringing. Something won't be seen until that point as well, that's all I can say. And we're going to show excerpts of Martial Law and several other documentary filmmakers that we want to have there that we're lining up that will go unnamed at this time. So we're looking at least four films being screened. And we're also looking at, guaranteed four films to be screened. We already have the former head of the Star Wars program. We just had the former head of Air Force Weapons Development and Energy Directed Weapons on for you, but who knows? I might even invite Parton to talk about Oklahoma City, but who knows? We have confirmed Dr. Bob Bowman. He will be there with a keynote on Sunday. He's having his, 40th or 50th wedding anniversary on that Friday, so he's flying in Saturday morning, but he'll be speaking Sunday. We have got Professor Fetzer, the founder and head of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth. He'll be there. Stephen Jones is tentative. His daughter is scheduled. I don't know, have a baby, but he's saying he wants to come unless. So he's going to be on the list, basically, unless, you know, then suddenly the baby comes and he won't be there. We're going to have Webster Tarpley of 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA. There's a whole bunch of other people that want to come. I'm not going to name them because I don't even know who we can have. We can't have too many because I want to give each person an hour and a half, so they have plenty of time to go through their presentations. But we've listed who's going to be there currently on the event roster. We'll have roundtable discussions. In fact, the more I think about it, we may even start it at, say, 11 a.m. or 10 a.m. with a little introduction and then a film, just so we have time to get them all in. We may even start earlier than 12 noon, but right now it's 12 noon. If you live anywhere on the West Coast or anywhere in the country, or you want to kill two birds with one stone, I know a lot of people that I know personally who are coming are going to visit family who live in Southern California while they're at this event. So you fly in Thursday, fly in Friday, go to the Saturday and Sunday event, and then go visit family or friends or folks you haven't seen in a while for part of that week. It's kind of in the vacation season, which is good. And you can hang out in Southern California and take it any of the sites that you'd like to go look at, Hearst Castle, whatever. I hope you don't want to go to Universal Studios and waste your time there or go to Disneyland, but whatever. It's a great place for a conference, and I, you know, when I have a movie showing, I charge $6-$8, whatever. It's not a money thing. This is very expensive, so that's why we're charging $70-something dollars a ticket, but if you get five or more, what is it? If you get five or more, it is going to be $34.50. So you can take the whole family or you and the neighbor and get together. You know, husband and wife get together with a neighbor who are husband and wife, and they can go, or a mom and dad, and take the two kids, and maybe take your grandma. It's going to be a wonderful event, and then we're going to shoot video of it from all angles and churn out a documentary. I don't know, it's hard to rush things, but I'm really going to target to have it out 3 months after the event, because time is of the essence. You know, people ask why I don't globetrot like so many other, quote, patriots and truth tellers. Because I can sit here in my studio making films seen by millions on the internet for free, because we put them out for free, and seen by hundreds of thousands on DVD when people are done making copies. And I can do radio interviews every day and reach millions, and do my own show and reach millions, and just really have a bigger effect. But an event like this is great because the mainstream media will come. They will see all this documentation. It'll be very hard for them to spin it. Alternative media can be there. We are allowing cameras and other media, but there's troublemakers and people we know are operatives who are not going to be welcome. There's very few, but we know who they are. And so if you want to be media, want to be there, you have to submit that through the email to us that's on the event site. And then, you know, obviously I will reserve the right to not let you videotape if I don't like you, basically. Because we're not going to have our event toyed with. So please come to it. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a one-time event. I'm not going to do any more of these, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. And we're going in full throttle. So I want to see you out there. Go to Infowars.com to secure your tickets right now. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, you can also write to us if you want to. We'll mail you your ticket, but we're going to cut that off about 2.5 weeks or so, because you send a snail mail, it might take 7-8 days to get here. Then we send it back to you, 4 or 5 days to get to you. The postman doesn't, you know, I'm going to allow mail if that's what you want to do, but I'd say by the first week of June, we're going to cut off people writing in letters. But if that's how you prefer to do it, you can just simply send us $74 for one ticket, two tickets, $62 a piece, three or four tickets, $54.66 each. I don't know why they chose that number. I said 54, it doesn't matter. I guess they did an average. They were trying to average out the tickets. Five or more tickets, $34.50 each. And believe me, we're getting the best projectors, screens. You ought to see how much it costs to rent a big ballroom that holds 1,200 people. That's what it holds, but we're going to have a big stage and a media riser, so it's really a little over 1,000 that it'll hold. It's really nice. And again, you can stay wherever you want, but you get a big discount on a nice 4-star hotel. It's normally like in LA, like $200 a night. I think it's $126 a night. Now, if you don't want to do that, there's stuff down to $50 a night in the surrounding area. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got to fly all these people out there, and we've got to you know, pay for their rooms. So it's also good that you folks go ahead and buy your tickets. That'll help fund and, you know, run the whole thing. But luckily, we've got the funds to pay for it outright if we need to. But it'd be nice to break even on this. In fact, we're charging with the tickets. If you want to know what this thing's costing us, we're charging with the tickets when they average out to about $45 a piece, and depending on the deals we offer. we're charging on the tickets, what it's going to cost just to break even with the spread we've done, what we've looked at with the old calculator. So again, Infowars.com to order right now if a secure online safe ticketing mainstream service that we have links to. Now, or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And it'd be really nice if all the other shows on Genesis and even some of the other networks out there that I have their people on routinely, it'd be nice if they would get behind this and promote this, and it'd be nice if you'd call into all the shows for us, listeners. I don't ask this a lot. And tell people to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and secure their tickets and come out to the event. And we're going to have lengthy question and answers for at least 20, 30 minutes after each speaker. So you can have questions, and if your questions are good, we'll include those in the film, so you'll end up being in a historical film. And that's what this is really all about, is getting together and having great speakers and making the mainstream media face the facts. It's 2 days of 9/11 truth. Face the facts. Facing the facts. We want to see you there. We'll come back, cover some final news, and wrap up this transmission. I'll see you June 24th, 25th.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Colonel Craig Robertson, who worked the murder case of Oklahoma City Police Department Sergeant Terrence Yakey, who was murdered clearly by the feds. He was exposing government involvement. He was police officer of the year and rushed in the building and witnessed everything that happened, the BATF, the bombs, all of it. And there's a remembrance and a rally to expose what's happening out front. The Oklahoma City Police Department coming up on Monday, and one of the folks that's been organizing this is Chris Emery, doing a great job. Chris, tell us about this event and why folks should come out to it here in the minute or two we got left.
Well, it's going to be a press conference for the family. The family members have been wanting to get the truth out on this case for the past 10 years, and I've gotten to know them over the last 2.5, 3 years, putting together a film documentary on the bombing. And here it is, 10 years, May 8th marks 10 years of the day that he was killed. And we want to commemorate the memory of what Terry did with the police department for 7 years. He put his life on the line every single day that he showed up for work. And this is the least we could do, is continue to ask for the truth about what really happened regarding his death.
Well, we know the truth. They just won't do anything about it. I didn't know you'd made a film. When you're done with it, send me a copy. Maybe I'll carry it.
I would love to. We're still we're not even close to post-production, but we'll definitely keep you posted.
Okay. Tell us the time and place so people can come.
It will be between 1:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. this coming Monday, May 8th, in front of the, actually right across the street from the Oklahoma City Police Department headquarters at 701 Cole Court. It's just west of downtown Oklahoma City.
Okay, 1:30 to 2:30, and I want to get you on for longer next week and maybe get Charles Key on to talk about what happens at the event. I appreciate what you're doing, sir. God bless.
Thank you so much, and appreciate your help, Alex. Have a good day.
You bet. Take care. And we've got the flyer on that and links to it up on Infowars.com right now. That's what we do on this broadcast, is try to support everybody, try to get the word out, try to support these movements and what people are doing, and it's very, very important. There's a lot of serious news I didn't have time to get to. The Colombian president has confirmed, this is Fox News and AP both, to say that they want to put microchips in all their immigrants to the U.S. I mean, the Mexican attorney general's made his employees take it. I mean, the stuff's getting really, really weird. There's a bunch of other scary news about secret police spies all over the U.S. That's in mainstream news. A lot of stuff on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com that you don't want to miss. What I'll do is, I didn't get to a lot of the news today. I covered some of it. I'll just leave this in my stack till Monday and cover all the new news on Monday and try to get through this on Monday. So we had three great guests today, so we ran out of time. And I really haven't yet plugged the films yet today. That's what funds us. That's what helps us operate. Plus, they're excellent documentaries. Get my film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Loose Change 2, Second Edition. Or Loose Change, Second Edition. Not Loose Change 2, Second Edition. I'd be squared, I guess. It's such an important film to get. Get my new film, The Order of Death. Go to Infowars.com while you're getting your tickets to the big 9/11 Truth Movement meeting we're going to have in Los Angeles at the Sheraton the 24th and 25th of next month. That's June. While you're busy doing that, be sure and get Road to Tyranny. Get the different films I've produced, the books I've written, the books I carry, the books I've published, the other books and documentaries that we have there on the Secure Online Safe Shopping Cart on the video and bookstore page. That's Infowars.com. Or again, the same number to call and get the videos. If you'd like to order that way, it's the same number to call and get a ticket emailed or mailed to you physically, is 1-888-253-3139. This is taking a lot of organizing, but it's going to be a beautiful event. We've got it all set up, so please come out. And if you can't do that, please get Road to Tyranny. Please get Martial Law. Please make copies of them. I want you to force multiply this information. 888-253-3139. All right, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back on Monday, 11 to 2 Central. Huge guests lined up next week. A lot of big developments. We'll be covering and tracking the criminal activities of the Global Crime Syndicate, known as the New World Order. The communists are just one part of their total movement, but it's certainly controlled by the bankers. You heard General Parton admit that. All right. Thanks for all your support to all of you. Have a great weekend. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.